The special council meeting, which I call to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call.
All members of council are present, Your Worship.
Thank you. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Councilor Lubberts.
Thank you very much. Let me get organized here. Bylaw containing bylaw 27-2016. I'd like to declare a conflict of interest that regards Tykalis Holdings and the company I work for, Real Electric. We are doing business with zoos at the present time, so I declare a conflict.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Councillor Butler.
I think I should declare the same conflict then, because my business does business with as well.
Any other people that do business with Tykalis Holdings? Aside from me, I have to declare a conflict because our law firm does work for Tykalis Holdings. So when we get to the bylaw package, we'll remove 27. That isn't going to affect first and second reading. It's going to affect third and final reading, because Councillor Butler, you have that resolution. I'm inclined to ask Councillor Passero to take the chair when we get to that, to do bylaw 27. And so you'll need a third and final on that. Okay. If there are no other disclosures of pecuniary interest, I just want to point out that in terms of the agenda, we've got report, which makes reference to a recommendation. Because we're in a council meeting, a regular council, special council meeting, that should be referred to as a resolution. And then also with respect to bylaw 29, the proper name of the individual that we're going to be appointing as a building inspector is Giacomo Maracca, known by James, which is the Italian equivalent. So that change has been made in the original bylaw when we get there. Okay, that takes us to correspondence. And Councillor Passero, you have the resolution relative to correspondence.
Thank you, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that Council receives the correspondence from the Office of the Ontario Ombudsman regarding the final report on the meeting of December 14th, 2015.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that resolution? Councillor Lubberts and Councillor McDermott.
Yes, thank you very much. Going over the report and reading the report, I'm just wondering, I guess there's some work that staff is going to have to do to make some changes. Do those changes just, can they just be made, or will those changes have to be made and then brought back to council? If so, do we have a timeline as to when we can expect these?
Mr. Cookett.
Through Your Worship, to the councillor, there's four recommendations here, and actually, we will be putting out some information through social media just to make people aware of the situation. But the recommendations will be dealt with immediately, and we will not be bringing those back to council. They're fairly straightforward. It's basically adhering to the Municipal Act, should ensure that meetings are held in an area that is accessible to all, which wasn't the case. We did make an error. We had a door that was locked that shouldn't have been. And to make the presentations that were presented that evening available to the public, we were going to do that. I believe they already are and have been on the website for a while. So, and there also is a recommendation that we change our procedural bylaw, and we are working on that, and that's coming before council shortly.
Councillor Lubberts?
So the amendment to the procedure, the procedure bylaw, that will come before council, but the rest of it just will be taken care of by staff.
Well, through Your Worship, absolutely. That is part of the new procedural bylaw.
Well, in fairness, number one is that all members of council be vigilant with respect to adhering to the open meeting protocol, and so that involves all of us. So that's something that's more than just staff, Councillor Lubritson. I presume that we'll all do that immediately. Keep me away from locking doors, I presume. Did I just admit that? Anything further, Councillor Lubritz? Councillor McDermott.
Yes, Your Worship, but this isn't directly with regards to this, but it is to our last meeting where we had the resignation of our integrity commissioner. One thing that we didn't point out that evening was whether we were going to replace the integrity commissioner or work within the office of the ombudsman. And I would just like to ask that of the CAO so we can get that on record for the public.
Sure. Mr. Cookett.
Through your worship to the councillor. Yes, as you're aware, the integrity commissioner did not want to continue her contract with us. The reasons being, I believe she's taken on a project with the Toronto School Board and her plate is now full. So it had nothing to do with us. There's been changes made and we can now, anybody can go to the provincial ombudsman as of January 1st of this year. The provincial ombudsman didn't previously listen or hear cases regarding the education or municipalities and so forth, but they do now. So the public can go to the provincial ombudsman rather than to our integrity commissioner.
Anything further?
No, thank you. That's all I needed.
Any other councillors before I go back to Councillor Lubritz? Councillor Lubritz?
Yes, just to follow up on that there, reading the report, closed sessions, meetings and things, if you don't have somebody that's in place, the ombudsman is the default. Is that basically the same thing with integrity, they're the default?
That's my understanding.
Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no other questions or comments. I'll call the question with respect to the resolution to accept the correspondence. All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That takes us to the report that's on our agenda, which relates to the South Coast Village 2. And Councillor Zanko, you have the resolution.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that Council authorizes the entry into subdivision agreement with Mars Homes, Crystal Beach, Inc. for South Coast Village by Crystal Beach Phase 2, and further, that Council permits the developer to pre-service the subdivision prior to the registration of the subdivision agreement, subject to receipt of the drawings, security deposit, cash payment, approvals, insurance certificate, and letter of indemnification to the satisfaction of the town, and further, that Council authorizes staff to prepare a bylaw to execute the subdivision agreement and associated documents, and further, that Council authorizes staff to prepare a bylaw for the removal of the holdings provision.
Are there any questions or comments? Councillor Lubritz.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. I don't know if it's an inquiry or a question. It's a question regarding Myers Homes, but the pre-servicing, I'm going to be supporting the recommendation, but what is the requirement for the pre-servicing? Is the road that needs to be built going to be put in place before they pre-service? I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work with, they obviously are going to have to know where the boundaries are for the services, right? Is the road going to be included in this, bringing the road in?
Which road are we talking about? The internal road?
The extension of Erie Road, and then there's
Graver and Ryan. Yeah, okay. Well, the road would be built as part of the
site plan or the
part of the servicing, but Mr. Waltz, maybe you can explain the sequence of how this all occurs.
Mr. Brady will take this question, sorry.
Mr. Brady?
Gentlemen.
Pre-servicing simply means that the Erie Road extension will be built before the registration of the subdivision. That will be the sewers, the water lines, and anything else that needs to be put within the road allowance. That will all go ahead before the registration of the subdivision. So what this does is it lets Mars Homes move ahead with the building of that road.
Councilor Lubitz?
Okay, thank you very much. I was just curious to that because I had a lot of people asking me, when are they going to build a road? And I was just, so now we know that this is the start of it. Is there a timeline when they want to get started?
Mr. Brady, are you aware of that?
The reason that we've asked for this special council meeting is to be able to facilitate this to move forward quickly. I anticipate it'll be under construction very soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Brady, just with respect to the reconstruction of Ryan from Graber back to the subdivision, that's not going to be done presumably for some period of time because I believe there's an extensive amount of construction that has to take place. Was it 60% of the are to be completed? Or there's some target. So that could take some period of time. What securities do we have with respect to that if the costs of reconstructing that road go up? That's on.
It's on. Okay. To answer your question, the subdivision agreement wording that we've drafted has permitted them to wait until 60% of the homes have been built. At the time, there was some question about whether the funding was available for them to be paid for that work because they're front-ending it, but it's already been budgeted for a couple of years back. So when we had initiated discussions with Mars Homes for this agreement, they had asked us to build that in case they couldn't get favorable pricing to do everything at the same time and had to split the road construction and the Ryan Avenue reconstruction of the existing street. Their plans right now are to do all of it in one shot.
All right. And in the event that doesn't happen and they take advantage of the 60% build out, which could take, you know, how long, the cost of constructing that road, reconstructing it, will undoubtedly increase. What security do we have that they'll in fact carry out that work?
It's front-ended by the developer.
That means they pay for it.
We'll be reimbursing them. Essentially, you can think of it as we're like a capital project where we contract whoever contracting to rebuild the road. We are basically through the subdivision agreement entering an agreement with Mars Homes to get that road rebuilt for us.
Right.
So the security for that, there is no security requirement because we are paying for it.
So we're going to pay up to $360,000. And 4.5 years from now, it might cost $480,000 to build. What if they don't have the money to do that? I guess that's my question.
I think that if the tender prices came in and that was the result, I believe we would have to come back and amend and ask for a budget amendment for whatever additional funds are required to rebuild that. That would be my understanding.
Do that, and they're bound by an agreement that says they're going to reconstruct that road, and we only have to pay them up to $360,000. Mr. Brady, am I heading off on a wrong tangent here?
I don't think so. We have another level of control in terms of the subdivision. There's a large block 5, in the middle of the subdivision, which Mars Homes will be coming in to discuss with us shortly after the building of Erie Road Extension goes through. So the relationship between Mars Homes and the town of Fort Erie will extend beyond this subdivision agreement.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Mr. Corvar. Any other questions? Then I'll call the question. All those in favor of the resolution? And opposed, that is carried. That then takes us to consideration of bylaws. And so we've removed 27. And Councillor Nutt, you have the resolution for first and second reading of the bylaw package.
I do, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko. The bylaw package containing 26-2016 to authorize the execution of a subdivision agreement with Mars Homes, Crystal Beach, Inc., South Coast Village by Crystal Beach Phase 2. 28-206 to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not be registered plan of subdivision. Richard Zanutu and Susan Zanutu, 694 Dover Road. 29-2016 to appoint Giacomo Maraca, thank you, as building inspector. 30-2016 to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not be a registered plan of subdivision. Claudio Cadilla and Rena Cadilla, 22 Maccabee Avenue. And 31-2016 to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not a registered plan of subdivision. Again, for Claudio Cadilla and Rena Cadilla, 31 Maccabee Avenue, is given first and second reading, and I apologize in advance if I butchered anyone's name.
Voted. All those in favor? Okay, that bylaw package, as amended, is on the floor for questions or comments. There are none. We'll go to third and final reading for the bylaw package as amended. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that bylaws 26-2016, 28-2016, 29-2016, 30-2016, and 31-2016 are given third and final reading to be signed by the Mayor and Clerk under the corporate seal.
Questions or comments? All those in favor? Oh, sorry, Councillor Luberts.
Yes, just a foolish question. Where is Dover Road?
Where is what?
Dover Road.
Dover Road?
Mr. Brady?
I don't know. We'll have a memo sent to you. We've been informed that it's off of Nye between around Rose Hill Road, Nye Road, and Dover through to Ontario Drive.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know where it is. Yes. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? All those in favor? None opposed. That is carried. Councillor Passeur, I'm going to give you the floor then for bylaw 27. I can advise you that Councillor Nutt has first and second reading for that.
Thank you, Member to come. Councillor Nutt, you have the resolution for first and second reading for bylaw 27-2016.
I do, Councillor Passero. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that 27-2016 to amend zoning bylaw number 129-90 as amended, partial removal of holding provision for 2781 Stevensville Road, 4206 Fox Road, and Zero College Road, Stevensville, for Tycholis Holdings Limited.
Thank you.
Is given first and second reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nutt. So that's on the floor for comments or questions for the balance of council, recognizing conflicts from Councillors Butler, Mayor Redekop, and Councillor Luberts. Comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? That carries. Councillor McDermott, would you move third and final reading for bylaw 27-2016? And I would ask Councillor Nutt to be a seconder. Councillor Nutt will second that resolution. Councillor McDermott? Yes.
Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Luberts, that bylaw 27.
Councillor McDermott, Councillor Luberts can't second it.
Have to take it off.
You have to?
Yeah, Councillor Nutt.
Okay. What a mess that is, huh? Okay. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that bylaw 27-2016 are given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and clerk under the corporate seal.
Comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? That carries. I'll pass the chair back to Mayor Redekop.
Thank you very much, Councillor Passero. So, Councillor McDermott, you have the next resolution, which is resolution number 5.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that bylaw number 32-2016 to confirm the actions of Council at its meeting held on March 7, 2016 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. And Councillor Luberts, you have the next resolution, number 6.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, that bylaw number 32-2016 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? Any opposed? That carries. Councillor Nutt, you have the, thankfully you have the last resolution.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that the council adjourns at 9.03 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of council on March 29, 2016 at 6 p.m.
All those in favor? That is carried. Thank you, folks.